Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your host this week. This week, we are talking about some principles provided to us in 2 Peter chapter 1 relating to how we should be growing as Christians. Peter mentions 8 characteristics or graces that we should be seeking to not only have, but to strengthen in order for us to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Today, we will be talking about the characteristic of knowledge and self-control. It only makes sense in the growth process that Peter is describing for us that having a foundation of faith, followed by a pursuit of a virtuous lifestyle, as we discussed yesterday, will result in the need for a better understanding of God's will for us, thus prompting us to increase in our knowledge of His will. Knowledge of God's will is something He has always required of His people. Note His instruction to the children of Israel in the Old Testament. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, the writer says, "These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." And then again in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, Paul emphasizes the need for Christians to increase in their knowledge. Here he says, "We have not ceased to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." We can only obtain the knowledge of God through listening to and studying His word as recorded for us in the Bible. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, Peter now tells us that we are to add to our knowledge self-control. As our knowledge of God's will increases and we come to better understand the will of God for our lives, we will need to make adjustments to bring our lives into conformance with God's will. This involves developing self-control in many areas of life. Jesus said in Luke 9 and verse 23, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Paul further elaborates on what is involved in denying ourselves in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Here he says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age." Developing the self-control that pleases God can be a challenge and therefore requires diligence on our part. Proverbs 16 and verse 32 says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city." So we can see that anger is something that we must control. Another area that requires us to develop a great amount of self-control is in the use of our tongues. James speaks of this in James chapter 1 and verse 26. He says, "If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless." And again, he says in James chapter 3, beginning in verse 2, "For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now, if we put the bits into the horse's mouth so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire." This is certainly one of many areas that we as Christians must learn to exercise self-control. Tomorrow, we will be talking about perseverance or patience and godliness as we consider the process of growth as a Christian. Thank you for taking the time to study with us this morning. I hope you have a blessed day.